I want to welcome everyone to the Police Judicial Legal Committee. It is Monday, March 6, 2017, at the appointed hour, 3 p.m. Everybody's done a good job of keeping us on schedule. And the first thing on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the February 6, 2017 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any changes, questions, conversation? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any ayes have it. Item number two is the time of the agenda for public comment. Is there anyone here that would like to address this committee today? See, that's police officers, so.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to make a comment, if I could.
Absolutely.
I had a slow Saturday a couple of weeks ago, so I decided to come up to Town Hall for the Town Hall meeting with Representative Sanford and Senator Scott. Big turnout here all day. It actually extended well beyond what was planned. Full house inside, a lot of activity on the outside. And I just want to give kudos, Chief, to your staff who were here that whole time. It ran smoothly, peacefully. Everybody was professional. And just turned out to be an overall positive experience. Even in the cases where the behavior wasn't the best, our officers did a great job of just doing what needed to be done. So I just want to say that publicly. It turned out to be a really good day, and I appreciate the work of all you guys.
Thank you.
It went on for over four hours.
So where's Captain there? He shut it down at noon.
That's right. So I wanted to acknowledge that publicly.
Well,
thank you, sir. I appreciate those comments.
Thank you for your attendance. And in these days of, turmoil that we're having and the many issues that our politicians and our policemen are facing, I'm glad that we've got our team. So thank you for attending, Bob. I see we have some employee years of recognition service. Chief, is that you?
We do. Yes, ma'am. Let me just start off with that. I have three to recognize. They actually had four, but one is out sick, so he couldn't make it. But I'll mention him at the end. And I have three that are here. I'll call out first Officer Andrew Harper, one up for me. Officer Harper has been with the town. Thank you, sir. I have been with the town for 5 years now. Started out in patrol and is now with our traffic bureau. And if you know how busy that is, he's a very busy person. But he does a fantastic job. Everything from handling accidents, working in our areas where speeding or running stop signs are an issue, as well as on DUI enforcement. So really appreciate your 5 years of service. I'm
thank you.
From many more.
Thank you, sir.
And I will call up next FTO Caitlin LeBrie. FTO LeBrie has been with us for 5 years. She actually came to us from Nashville, North Carolina, I believe, as a certified police officer. We'll start out like all of us do in the patrol division, working to serve our citizens. She's now one of our field training officers who's responsible for shaping and teaching our new officers just exactly how we do it here. And I appreciate your 5 years and hopefully many more. Congratulations. Last one here, certainly not least, Officer Cody Slice. Now, Cody Slice, I'm not going to ask you to sing. But I'll tell you a little bit about that in a minute. Cody came with us again 5 years ago, has been in the patrol division. I'm right this entire time right now, working patrol and serving with citizens. Something you may not know about Cody, he does a lot of our voiceovers for some of the town videos, things we do here, and we've seen opera.
Yes, sir.
So, has a wonderful voice, and we're very lucky to have him. We're looking forward to 5 more years and the same type of service you've been doing now. So thank you. Congratulations. Thank you. And lastly was field training officer David Triana, getting 5 years, and one of our field training officers just happened to be sick and couldn't make it today. We'll recognize him again internally.
Thank you.
Chief, you want to sing us a song before you leave?
I don't. You would not want to hear me sing this. That's why we have talent with our agents.
Well, Cody, keep in mind, you know, that we're always looking for talent in these town videos. Now we know we have a police officer that sings opera. I can see something coming. Something's coming. Yeah, he's good.
Thank you.
I can't. We could use that somewhere.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. We need that for a video. Lavisa's not with us today, but we do have something on the agenda, the reappointment of the municipal judges. Do we have someone here to handle that?
Well, I can handle
okay.
It, Mayor. Maria's in the back. Hello, Maria. Thanks for being here.
We have a request in front of you. Likely you've seen the letters from Judges Duffy and Sinclair asking for their reappointment, and that's before you for your consideration.
Move approval of them. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Does anyone have any question about this reappointment? I think everyone understands the importance of both of those five judges in our system. Mr. Pagliarini, you look kind of shocked and dazed over there. Would you like to add anything about the reappointment?
Twice I've been told that today, so
would you like a Snickers bar?
Yeah, wow.
Anyway, so we have a motion and a second for approval of these two judges. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the ayes have it. And that will go to full council for approval. Mr. Moore?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Thank you. We have some legal matters, the discussion of digital drive-through reader boards that most of us thought we were finished with, but Mr. Pagliarini never ceases to amaze us and bring these issues back.
Sure. Last month, Mayor, members of the committee, last month we were asked to look into reader boards and the exceptions, and I put up some of this last month, but the idea was that the town prohibits electronic signs in every fashion, really, so as to include pretty much everything. And as a practical issue, you go throughout town, with technology the way it is, there are going to be some of these things. So the question was, is there a way to amend our ordinance to include that? This is the current prohibition and or electronic reader boards. Doesn't distinguish as to size. And without going through what we've talked about over the last few months, content is really the one item that we would have trouble with regulating. So how do we do that? These are the problems. All types of electronic signs are currently restricted. The electronic convenience method, there is a technical violation of the ordinance. And again, that's an enforcement issue. If we were to enforce that to the letter, I think we'd probably have to have an entire new department to do that. So the solution, what are they? You can limit size, require interactive uses, or allow specific exemptions. So the brief solution, when you first saw this is just some language. Of course, it would go through the process. We'd vet it, and everybody would have a say. But marquees, the first is the same. However, electronic reader boards with the primary purpose of interactive use by a customer are not prohibited. Interactive use shall mean use by a business customer to place orders, submit payments, or utilize a service. And examples of interactive uses include, but are not limited to, automatic teller machines, fast food, restaurant venues, fuel and distributed fuel station pumps. But that's just an idea of what it could look like. Obviously, your input, but we have, you know, this will go through the Planning Commission process. I do think that in discussing this with planning, the interactive use is really, I think, the one thing that we want to probably latch on to, because that makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. Size, I've gone around, looked at some of these. I'm not sure that there's really a size that would make sense to us to regulate with any uniformity, and then we'd have to, our staff would be subject to going out and using the slide rule and the measuring tape to enforce this. So this, some form of this would probably be what we want to accomplish, if that is your will. Again, the procedure is Planning Commission, and then two readings of council, unless you dictate another path. But we can have this ready in short order. It is not a major rewriting of our code. It's fairly limited.
Thank you, David. It seems like it works for its purpose. The one challenge, and I don't know that this is a challenge at all, it's just a Linda Page thing. So we don't say if those are inside or outside. Does it make any difference? Because they're being used in both locations currently, correct?
I don't think we distinguish in our sign ordinance inside or outside, but the purpose of a sign is to attract attention. So, I mean, I guess when you say inside, if it wasn't visible through a window, we wouldn't classify it, or on a window, we wouldn't classify it as a sign. Because if you remember going back to our sign ordinance, a sign is something that is there to gather attention.
You think so?
That was a lawyer question. That was a lawyer answer. I'm just looking to say, I mean, do we need to just differentiate that it's an inside or outside? Because, I mean, they're used in both locations and, you know.
Yeah, and we certainly can, and that's a good point. When I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking of it in the context of our sign ordinance.
Okay.
Which I'm just automatically picturing as something visible to the public. But yes,
yeah.
Ma'am,
I mean, you might get to the point where it's inside and you have to go up and touch the window. Who knows, you know? Maybe we just have to think it at some point, you know?
But, I mean, that's a fair point. And going back and looking at some of the ordinances that were written 35 years ago, you can tell the technology, you know, especially when we're doing, for example, cell towers, that process has changed significantly throughout the years, and we don't want to restrict it to something that is going to change in 2-3 more years.
Right. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. David, in your opinion and planning's opinion, Christiane specifically, the interactive, the word interactive, does that keep us clear of any sideways misinterpretation that we are not talking about digital billboards?
Yeah, I think if they're sharpening up of this, it's going to have to be defining interactive. And we can probably, that's something that we'll continue to work on if in fact there's a better way to do it. But that's my thought. Obviously, we don't want to make it so that all forms of such has been the will of council for the time that we've been here that electronic is not typically somewhere where we want to go. You drive into North Charleston and see that, it's not something that we want. So at this point, that's the idea, but we can sharpen that up as we see fit.
Anything you would add to that, Christina?
Yeah, I think that word's very important. Just thinking of a digital billboard, you're just reading it, but if you're going up to a menu board or you're going up to an ATM, you're putting something in and there's a response coming back.
Yep.
So
you're good with that word, key for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anything else from the committee?
Yeah.
Good.
I was just going to kind of piggyback on what Mark said, and not having any reference to size there. I understand where you're coming from, but we're getting to the point where technology with flat screens and that sort of thing that can be fairly large and could in fact have some sort of interactive component, whether it be passive or active interaction. I'm just wondering if size shouldn't be somehow incorporated here, so we're seeing large electronic screens that technically could have some sort of interactive component to it, but it's more like a sign.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. I was trying to think of things that we don't know of, right? That's the hard part. And part of that is in here, which maybe we can expand on, either through size, but I added the words primary purpose.
Yes, right. Not ancillary.
That's right. And again, that falls to our zoning administrator, you know, often to interpret these things, but to the extent we can improve upon primary purpose, that might be where we go. I don't think it's prohibited. I don't think we are prohibited from putting a size restriction on there. I'm just trying to think practically over the years what it's going to take to enforce it, and then you're right, things get larger and then we're left being the ruler police, which may be a good thing, may not be a good thing.
I guess what I'm trying to get to is to make sure we don't have ancillary, hey, I want a big sign, so I'll put an ancillary interactive piece to it and before it's allowed. So I think we can build on the primary and kind of shore that up.
Mr. We can, and then, you know, as it goes through, I'll certainly have that conversation again with planning, and then as it goes through Planning Commission, they may have some thoughts and have an open discussion in a public hearing. One of the things is, of course, at this point in the process, we really haven't heard from a lot of the business, I know you all probably have, but we haven't heard them at the public hearings and, you know, whatnot as to maybe what's out there. You know, what the practical concerns they face, because that always does help us in the end.
Now, I think I could offer one other thing following up on that. One thing that David and I talked about with this isn't quite the right word, but going back to that size is perhaps like pedestrian scale. Pedestrian's not the right word because these are all vehicles. But that's the idea, is it's kind of that scale. So it's not meant to be visible from driving down Highway 17. it's meant to be visible for, to you as an individual.
Perhaps individual is the key word, so.
And we can come up with some language maybe that helps.
So I really wasn't trying to get to a ruler kind of thing, but I wanted to have some sort of scale of, you know, not looking at large size.
Very good.
So we're not looking for mass digital, we're looking for individual digital. Mr. Smith?
Madam Mayor, I'm comfortable making a motion that we, I'd like, and before I make my motion, I'd like for all of council to have an opportunity to weigh in on this before we get too far down the line. So my motion's gonna be to make a motion to move this to council. We know that it's gotta go back to planning committee for the public hearing, commission for the public hearing. But I'd like for council to have an opportunity, full council to have an opportunity to weigh on this before we get too far down the road. So my motion is to move this to our agenda next Tuesday for first reading, for weigh-in, and then through the, all the proper channels, to include the comments of, about tightening up interactive and primary purpose, which I think captured everything we talked about.
Yes, sir.
Motion.
A second.
So I have a motion and a second. Anyone in the audience like to speak on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the ayes have it. If there's anything else to come before this board today, we're adjourned.
Yeah, you know, the SWAT team, so,